Jay, are you excited about this weekend? Or actually, given all the noise about protesting and walking out in 77 minutes, is the game being somewhat forgotten?
Well, at this moment in time, it's not very exciting watching Liverpool at all, is it? Because we're not scoring goals and we're not winning games of football. So it's difficult to watch. And then, obviously, the revelations that came out this week about, you know, the ticket prices being hiked up. I mean, fans are not happy about it. And obviously, there's going to be a protest now at the game in Sunderland.
Mickey, would you consider that? Would things ever get to the stage where you would be happy to walk out on your team?
Probably, Steve. You know, when I heard the news this week, I just couldn't believe it. When, you know, it reported 77 quid a pop, you know, you just think, you know, it's just unbelievable that, you know, that it could get to this. And something's got to be done. And I think, you know, the only way that the fans can protest and, like, sort of make them, you know, make the owners sort of maybe think twice is with your feet. And, you know, if all the fans, I think what you've got to do, I think, is stick together, isn't it? It's no good just a few walking out. Everyone's got to come on board and, you know, show a bit of solidarity and good luck to them, you know, because it really is a no.
Jay, let's play devil's advocate. It's not like the owners wouldn't have considered all the proposals and options on the table in front of them. Do you think, does it feel to you like they've simply ignored other options and proposals, or have they considered it properly?
I don't think they've ignored things. I mean, obviously, there's other things in place where there's cheaper tickets as well. But, you know, what you've got to consider is there's a massive new TV pay deal that's come in now. And then also the fact that, you know, the new stand, it's going to have a lot of corporate facilities. So you've got to consider that, you know, that's going to be a moneymaker really more than anything else. And by charging people this extra money, I mean, it's sort of like affecting the normal fan, isn't it? And I think the designs behind it are, is, you know, the protest is, you know, it needs to make an impact, you know, like where they will notice it. And obviously the other proposal that I've said to you before off air is the fact that, yeah, they're going to do the 77-minute walkout. But there's another option as well where, you know, Liverpool are a worldwide football club, you know, they watch globally by, I think it's around 200 million fans across the world. And, you know, like, you never walk alone, it's iconic, isn't it? So what you've got to consider is if it's a half-empty stadium, say, for instance, first 13 minutes of a game.
Well, Jay, we're just losing you slightly. Shift to the side again.
Yeah,
so, there we go. Go on.
Yeah, basically, you know, at the end of the day, the other proposal is maybe the first 13 minutes of the game that fans don't go up into the stands. And obviously, when you Never Walk Alone's playing across the world, there's 200 million people that watch Liverpool on match days. So if they're looking at a half empty stadium, surely that would register a little bit more with the owners because, you know, obviously, You Never Walk Alone is iconic across the world, isn't it? So, you know, then you would watch the 77 minutes of the game. So it's the other end of the spectrum for what's happening against Sunderland on Saturday. It's just another proposal that's in place that potentially could happen in another game going forward. But something needs to be done. And as I say, you know, the fans need to unite, whether or not you're from Merseyside or whether you're from Sweden or Norway. It doesn't matter. You know, the fans need to unite on this because when's it going to stop?
Fascinating to see it unfold tomorrow. And I'm sure the TV cameras as well, for anyone who isn't there, I'm sure the TV cameras will record whatever happens at that moment. Let's get on to the footy itself. Some of the back pages today. We'll get to Ross Barkley in a second. Firstly, of course, Daniel Sturridge. Mickey, would you like Daniel Sturridge at Goodison Park in the Everton shirt?
No, unfortunately, Steve. He's just there. The lad's never on the pitch, is he? You know, when he plays, he's absolutely dynamite. And I think Liverpool have really missed him. But you can't get a lad on the pitch, can you? So he's no good to anyone, really, in the stands.
Do you feel sorry for him then, Jay? The fact of what's happened here? Or, you know, he's come out on the back pages today and he says he's not happy in the way that he's been portrayed. He's obviously been battling injuries and fears that, you know, when he can get back on the pitch, it's almost like there's a little bit of anger from Daniel Sturridge. Do you feel sorry or not?
Well, look, you know, he's a great player, isn't he, at the end of the day? And he's a clinical finisher. He's a match winner. He's a world-class goal scorer. But, you know, at the end of the day, he hasn't played enough football and he's on healthy wages as well. So it's frustrating from a fan's point of view. And obviously, Jürgen Klopp's come to the football club and he's, you know, ever since he's been here, he's hardly played. And I know he's meant to have been fit, hasn't he, since January, but he's been training alone. And it's only this week, really, that he started training with the group. And I just think, you know, some of the things that I've heard coming out of the club is Klopp's not too impressed with his attitude in training either. So that doesn't bode well going forward. And maybe, you know, Sturridge has been treated like a god, really, the last couple of seasons, you know, ever since Liverpool went for the title with Suarez and he scored a lot of goals and everyone's hyped him up as this, like, world-class top footballer. And maybe Klopp's come in and changed a few things in training and he doesn't like it, and he's been showed a little bit of a lazy attitude and they haven't really got on and striked a bond, really, if you like. So it's going to be interesting now how it plays out between now and the end of the season, because, you know, really he owes us one, doesn't he, because he's missed so much football. But if he can get his head straight and get on the pitch and start scoring goals and maybe win us a trophy and fire us up the league and we do well in Europe, then it can be reassessed in the summer. But look, you know, if the lad's fit and playing, he's probably a £50 million centre forward. But at this moment in time, because of his injuries, he's probably worth half that. And what you've got to consider is if a club comes in the summer with that type of offer, would Liverpool let him go? And at this moment in time, there is a big possibility of it.
And you think there'd be suitors out there who would pay half a £50 million fee for Daniel Sturridge?
I mean, as I say, on his day, he's great, isn't he? But, you know, whatever club came in for him, they'd be taking a massive gamble, wouldn't they, because of his injury records. But if you get him and you get his head straight and you can get him on the pitch and he can get over his injuries, then you've got a top-class centre-forward there. But, you know, it remains to be seen what happens in the summer.
And you just wonder where the stories have come from. There's no smoke without fire. You wonder whether he's engineered this. You wonder whether he said something that has been taken out of context to a journalist. It would be fascinating to understand where these have all stemmed from. But of course, I'm sure the story will unfold further in the next couple of weeks, because it seems to be the first question at every Klopp press conference, and today will be no difference. Let's talk about Ross Barkley and Everton. He's the man at the moment, isn't he, Mickey? How much are you enjoying watching him?
He's just unbelievable at the moment, to be honest, Steve. He seems to have turned the corner again. He seems to have kicked on again. You know, we haven't been playing the best at all, but I think he has been the one sort of shining light in our team. And he's still only a kid. You know, he's still got so much more to give. He's got, you know, so much more to improve on. But his quality is just there, you know, for everyone to see. I think the whole stadium at Carlisle gave him a standing ovation in the FA Cup. And again, against Newcastle, during the week, he was, you know, by far the best person, best player on the pitch. And I think there's got to be more to come. There's still little bits of his game, you know, his final ball and maybe his decision-making at times is not quite there, but that will come in time. And Everton really do have a gem on their hands there, or maybe a diamond. And he's going to go from strength to strength, and I think he's going to shine in the Euros this year.
I think his biggest step this year has been the mental one. And if you go back to the very first day of the season, he was getting barracked by his own fans almost. And I think he's grown in maturity, and he's got his head right. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for a footballer. And he's had to deal with a lot of pressure this season and got to a point now where he's probably fully believing in himself.
Do you know what, Steve? I wouldn't say he's been embarrassed by his own fans.
Day one, it seemed to be, Mickey.
He's just a little bit... Sometimes people get a little bit frustrated, and it's due to his decision-making, because they know how good he is, do you know what I mean? And so I think fans sometimes get a little bit frustrated with him. But I think the majority of the fans realise, you know, what we've got on our hands here. We've got a real, real gem. And as I say, I can only see him going from strength to strength. But you're spot on with his attitude. He does seem to have turned the corner, and he seems to have kicked on again. And I think it's down to Roberto to a certain extent, where he has given the freedom to sort of make these little mistakes. You know, we've seen at times when he's played for England, you know, sort of Roy Hodgson having a go at him and having a pop at him, because obviously sometimes, you know, he has in the past lost the ball, but he's gone on again, and his strength is unbelievable for a young kid. And as I say, I can just see him going from strength to strength. But there's certain sections of the fans that sort of do need to sort of, you know, get off his back a little bit, and he will perform, you know. And he loves the club. He's an Evertonian. He's a local lad, and there's no better feeling than seeing one of your own go on to be a success.
Okay, good piece by David Prentice on him today. Thoughts on the weekend's games? It means nothing demolishing Newcastle if you're not going to do a few games back to back. But Stoke isn't easy for Everton.
No, mate, it's going to be tough, and it's never the nicest place to go. It's quite usually a hostile atmosphere. It's usually, you know, -3, it's usually windy, and you've got to be up for it, haven't you? It's one of them places where if you're not up for it, you're going to get turned over. So, you know, we've got a little bit of confidence, Steve. I thought we played okay against Newcastle during the week. I think sort of there was times in the game where sort of, you know, the fans were sort of put to sleep a little bit with obviously the style of play under Roberto. But we come away with 3 points, and, you know, I think the 3-0 probably, you know, sort of their keeper ended up being man of the match, you know, because, you know, some of the football that we played was decent. So a little bit of confidence, Steve, you know, two results, two clean sheets, which is really important. And I think if we can go to Stoke with a little bit of confidence, we can come away and get a result.
And Jay, let's hope the Reds are 3-0 up by 77 minutes.
Well, you know, Liverpool just scoring a goal would be great on Saturday, but Sunderland are fighting for their lives, aren't they? You know, Sam Allardyce came in, and he's the type of manager where, you know, if you're in a relegation dogfight, he's probably the man that you want to try and keep you up. And they're struggling at the minute, and they need points, don't they? And I thought they played quite well in midweek against City, and they lost the game, but, you know, obviously they're improving a little bit. So let's see what happens. I'm not expecting fireworks, but as long as we get the 3 points, that's the most important thing.
Boys, enjoy your footballing weekend. Pleasure as always. Jay the Red, Mickey the Blue. See you guys.